Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله. خشوا في صلاتكم، صلوا صلاة ودع، استووا. الله أكبر. لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ صرفنا إليك نفرا من الجن يستمعون القرآن فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما قضي ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم ومن لا يجب داعي الله فليس بمعجز في الأرض وليس له من دونه أولياء أولئك في ضلال مبين أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض ولم يعي بخلقهن بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى بلى إنه على كل شيء قدير ويوم يعرض الذين كفروا على النار أليس هذا بالحق قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل ولا تستعجل لهم كأنهم يوم يرون ما يوعدون لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من نهار بلاغ فهل يهلك إلا القوم الفاسقون الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اجعل صلاة الفجر نورا لنا في حياتنا، واجعل صلاة الفجر نورا لنا في قبورنا، واجعل صلاة الفجر نورا لنا يوم القيامة. اللهم أحينا على الإسلام، وأمتنا على الإسلام، وبعثنا على الإسلام، وادخلنا الجنة بسلام. اللهم أحينا حياة طيبة، وأمتنا ميتة سوية، وتوفنا وأنت راض عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم آمين. أما بعد، continue with Salat al-Istikhara, and I received some questions about whether it's Salah, like do you have to actually pray? Because the Prophet ﷺ said in the ruwayah of Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said, you know, فَلْيَنْكَ رَكَعْتَيْنُ, which means to pray, or can you just make the dua? And actually the answer to that is that you can do both, but the Salah is better, right? Why can you do both? Because imagine that you are in a car, you're driving, and you receive the phone call, and you actually immediately have to make a decision. So there is no time for you to pray. So in this case, you can say the dua, inshallah, there is no problem, but it's awla wal afdal, and better is to pray, and then make the dua. When do you make the dua? You can make the dua after tashahud, right? You finish tashahud, durus sharif, and the tashahud, the last part, and before saying salamu alaykum, or even after you finish the prayer also, if you do not memorize the dua, I highly recommend that you memorize the dua al-istikhara, and you just say it, inshallah, rabbil alameen, and Allah knows what is in your heart. Dua al-istikhara is not, the purpose of dua al-istikhara is not just to find solution or to find solution to the issue or to actually be able to decide. It's more the tafweed Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's a concept of tafweed. Tafweed is like you're resorting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're saying, Ya Allah, I exhausted all the options and all possibilities, and there are a lot of things that I don't have any knowledge of. So Ya Allah, help me decide and help me choose that, right? So if you think about the concept of an istikhara, it's not just the matter that you're looking for. Don't take it from that angle, all right? Making dua al-istikhara, because a lot of people after one salat al-istikhara, two salat al-istikhara, they just give up. You know, it's not helping. But you need to know the deeper meaning of it. The fact that you as abdillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, you resorted to your master, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in times of need. And that is also the purpose of dua. Okay? So never ever stop making dua al-istikhara. And the other thing is, Allah knows what is your heart. Don't try to, you know, push it too hard. Like, Ya Allah, can you please, I feel more comfortable to this one. Can you please guide me to that one? All right, one particular option or choice, right? Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose for you. Because guess what? You might not able to do both of them. And something else will come. All right? That's why total tafweed and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I am doing what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me. Ya Allah, I'm doing what pleases you right now. Ya Allah, choose for me. And this is very important. We said, obviously, dua al-istikhara, ikhwani, you don't make dua for something which is haram, you know, like something it's haram in the deen. You don't do it because you don't make istikhara for that, because there is haram involved, right? And subhanallah al-ali al-azim, part of the dua, and the first actually part of the dua, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to whichever is easy, is better, you say, in fi deeni. إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني. If Ya Allah, if you know that this matter and this affair is better for me in my deen, first you choose the deen, okay? ودنياي, and then dunya, because the deen is the most important thing, okay? لذلك, therefore, and النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this dua, ولا تجعل مصيبتي في ديني. Don't make the calamity come in my deen, meaning that to lose my faith or my iman. Okay, so the deen is, it should always come first. Now, if you make dua in regards to halal, haram business, or questionable business, or a business that has doubt, or a job that has also shak or shubha, what's the purpose of salat al-istikhara or dua al-istikhara? Another misconception about dua al-istikhara and salat al-istikhara is that you have to you receive a dream, otherwise it doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. It's not about it. It could be a dream. It could really be a dream. It could be a nasiha from somebody. It could be a feeling. It could be so many other things. You prayed once and there is nothing clear, and it happens a lot. Pray again and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And whichever, if you're comfortable, tawakkal Allah. What if you choose something and eventually comes, like, subhanAllah, turns out to be, from our perspective, negative or something bad? Like, a sister makes dua to marry a brother, and she said, I felt comfortable, I saw a dream, everyone was telling me, go for him, you know, choose him, inshallah. And then he turned out to be a very bad person. Don't believe istikhara for that. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to something which is bad, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you choose something, you ask Allah to help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you to choose something, but it was like one of the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested you with. So this is very important concept. Oh, Shaykh, I prayed istikhara. Like, what else could I have done? Praying istikhara doesn't mean khalas. You get the whatever pleases you. You make the istikhara and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose for you. Maybe that test will be the reason for you to go to Jannah. That's why Allah actually got you to that test. You never know. Okay? So, ikhwani, salatul istikhara, I highly recommend that you memorize the dua. Inshallah, it's very easy. And it's also repetitive. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ خَيْرٌ لِي. And then the next one. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَدُنِيَا وَعَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِي. So the dua is easy, inshallah. Memorize it. And anything that happens to you, pray Salatul Istikhara. Even if you're driving the car, in any position, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. Because when you do not have the vision in front of you, you do not see beyond, you know, that door over there, you need someone who can see to guide you, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to whichever is best for us in our deen and our dunya, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakum Allahu khairan.